Do you ever hear of a kind of soil called loam or loom?
Sewing. Yes, loom. That's threads.
Well, now what about a kind of dirt people call loam?
Oh, you're talking about the dirt line. Sandy loam. Sandy loam.
What's that like?
That's a light colored dirt, clay making.
Is it good for
your
growing things?
It's good for a fella. And it's good for growing flowers. Loam is. It's field dirt is good for the filler. Sandy loam is good for growing flowers and other things. Gardens too.
No.
You're not in the way.
What do you call that kind of dirt that's real sticky?
That's just the ordinary mud dirt.
Do you ever hear of gumbo or buckshot?
No.
And?
I said, no. Gumbo or buckshot, dude. No. I guess the gumbo would come on that sticky kind. And I guess that buckshot would be a little mealy dirt. Now, that's my estimation. Now, go on.
And the flat land next to a river or a stream?
The land next to a river or stream.
Sort of low, good for plants.
No, I don't think it'd be good for plants. Okay.
Nice meeting you. I know you won't be here when you get back. We're going to the park there tomorrow.
I'll see y'all.
All right. Did you ever hear
bottom land
or low land?
Yeah, I heard low land and bottom land. Low land is just land that's too low to be used, and bottom land is land deep down and far out.
What about the land that's got water standing on it a lot of the time?
I'll call it lowland.
Or if it's real wet and it's maybe got trees growing in it and
swamp.
What if it's like that and it's next to salt water? You call it?
I don't know. It's like that and close salt water.
Anything else besides a swamp?
Well, it's creeks, but the swamp is that with the trees and the water in it. That's really swampy.
What about a marsh or a bog?
That's right, marsh. A marsh is similar to a swamp, but only don't have trees in it. It's nothing but vines and rubbish like that, and it's all low into the a swamp, marsh, I mean.
Say if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you wanted to
drain it.
And the things that you dig to drain the water off?
Outlets.
Or you dig a little
trench.
And a small rise in land would be called a
small what?
Rise in land.
A small rise in land.
Say someone's house is up on a
hill.
Anything else besides a hill?
Well, no, there's going to be something mountainous.
And to open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land? Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Land? No.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be it?
A knob?
Or a whole lot bigger would be it?
I don't know.